Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, let me start with the political-arts news of the week. Hamilton creator Lin-Manuel Miranda is the latest to take a musical political stand. Yes, he pulled that show off the Kennedy Center roster. "We're not going to be part of it while it is the Trump Kennedy Center," he said. I might add that Trump has appointed two Fox News personalities, Laura Ingraham and Maria Bartiromo, to the board of the center. He didn't say whether either has ever seen a show, by the way. So on to Broadway now, where it was announced that the Roundabout Theater Company will present three very different classics next season: a Greek tragedy, a drawing room comedy, and a big musical. The tragedy is a new version of the Sophocles drama Oedipus, about a king who inadvertently kills his father and marries his mother, blah, blah, blah. That will come to Broadway in the fall. The production, starring Mark Strong and Leslie Manville, two great actors, had a previous run in London, for which it just received 4 Olivier Award nominations. Roundabout is presenting it at Studio 54 and will offer it to subscribers as part of that nonprofit season. So you remember Mamma Mia, of course, that beloved musical, which included ABBA songs to become a huge hit on stage and then on film, is scheduled to start previews in August at the Winter Garden Theater. I so remember taking my daughter to that very show at that very venue at least 3 times. The run is expected to last at least 6 months. The musical's first New York engagement from 2001 to 2015 made it the 9th longest running show in Broadway history. As for What's Up Now, Smash, based on the TV show, has just started previews, and in rehearsals are all the starry names, including Kieran Culkin, George Clooney, Denzel Washington, Jake Gyllenhaal, Sarah Snook, Paul Mescal, and Adam Scott. And we also have David Hyde Pierce, don't forget him, in Pirates, the Penzance musical. That is a reimagined version of the 1879 operetta, and that one begins previews at the Todd Haynes Theater. P.S. If you feel immediately hopeless about seeing George Clooney in Good Night and Good Luck, well, check out the early things that they are doing to give you a better chance, as in a digital lottery, rush tickets, and standing room policies. Thank you, George. I feel mixed responses to all this. You know, it's so great that the big names are taking these creative chances, but are charging so much money that 90% of folks will never be able to experience it. Now, one of my favorite performers, Jessica Hecht, is returning to the stage. She was just in Eureka Day. Well, now she's coming to the Baryshnikov Theater, which was founded in 2005 by the great dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov. Now, this company will begin its 20th anniversary season with A Mother. That's the name of the play, A Mother. It's a new one written by Nina Bieber and co-conceived by Bieber and Jessica Hecht. A Mother will begin performances March 29th and run through April 13th at Baryshnikov Arts. That's located on West 37th Street. Don't forget that my running theme this season has been shows created by women. There's another. As for my past week, well, it was all off-Broadway, starting with the heaviest offering, that being a revival of Sam Shepard's Curse of the Starving Class. It's playing at the Signature Theater Complex. The brave cast here includes Christian Slater, Calista Flockhart, and Cooper Hoffman. He's the talented son of the much-missed Philip Seymour. This one is almost 3 hours long, but I didn't see many exits at intermission. The production is a bit choppy. Some of the messages get lost, and some creative decisions seem odd, including bringing a real live lamb on stage. Who dares, dare I say, steals the show. Also, throughout the play, the characters randomly break into monologues. Instead of incorporating these moments into the play, the show heightens them by setting a prominent spotlight on the character, who delivers the lines not to the rest of the cast, but to the audience. I am rarely a fan of fourth wall breaking, unless we're in a one-person show, of course. But Shepherd is always worth experiencing, and I'm certainly glad I got another chance. And then there was My First Ex-Husband. It's a show, don't worry, not my life. And it's created by Joy Behar. Now, I won't say written by, because the performers, 4 at a time, read actual words of, well, real-life women. Behar does appear on a screen to welcome us, to ask how many are divorced and how many want to be divorced. It's funny, and then the four actresses of the week read those real-life sentiments. Now, my cast was Judy Gold, absolutely hilarious, Susan Lucci, endearing, Tanya Pinkins, strong and memorable, and Kathy Moriarty, who I don't think I've seen since she was nominated for an Oscar for Raging Bull. They take turns reading stories with titles like The Widow, Walla Walla Bang Bang, Get Off of Me, and Clothes That Make the Man. Now, this one is playing at the MMAC Theater, way Upper West Side. I mean, way west. And I confess I wasn't even familiar with the space. I don't believe there was a male in the audience, and why would there be? It's worth noting that Love All had a smashing run on Broadway just recently and also featured performers rotating, simply reading stories on stage. Now, for that one, however, people were paying well in the hundreds for a seat. This one, not so much. But I predict it could be the next favorite birthday party outing for women to enjoy together. Next up is Jackie Hoffman, and I'm tempted to return for her storytelling. And then I visited the Jonathan Larson Project, which has just begun at the Orpheum Theater on the Lower East Side. Larson, of course, was a young man who created Rent and then died suddenly and tragically. Well, here we have five very talented young performers singing, simply singing, no narrating, which might have been a tad helpful, a batch of songs and did not make it into Rent or Tick, Tick, Boom. A piano sits center stage. There are some video projections. It could perhaps have used a bit more context, but it builds emotionally. And if you exit that theater with dry eyes, well, you're a stronger person than me. And then there was Sumo, S-U-M-O. Now, this heavily male piece at the Public Theater is written, yes, by a woman. Playing at the always interesting and challenging Public Theater, Sumo, well, it's about that famous Japanese practice or sport, whatever you want to call it. We have been transported to an intimate wrestling facility in Tokyo known as a haya, or wrestling stable, where bare-chested actors fearlessly slap into each other in a heap of flesh and sweat. Well, nine very fine performers managed to bring their characters to life. The main one is the young boy trying to enter this world. I'm constantly impressed by the Public's audiences, almost as much as the shows. They are game and open-minded. I found this one challenging, but impressive. Back for a moment to stage women with clout, I finally tried the by now old limited TV series called Younger. Enough people suddenly recommend it for some reason. Well, the show stars Sutton Foster, and I admit I raced through seven seasons. It's romantic, somewhat surprising, and actually very interesting about the publishing business. And let me tell you, likely because of Sutton Foster, it is filled with familiar Broadway names and faces. Oh, there's Michael Urie. There's Anna Lee Ashford. There's Laura Benanti. Much like the Gilded Age, when one Broadway star gets a TV series, he or she manages to corral a lot of talented friends. Hey, those paychecks are more than anyone receives on a stage, let me tell you. On a sadder note, a great playwright passed away this week, that being Athol Fugard, the South African who gave us portraits of intimate relationships burdened by the oppressive racial separatism known as apartheid. For decades, he was considered subversive by the government. At times, productions of his work with their integrated cast were considered illegal, and his co-workers in the theater were jailed. In 1967, after his early play, The Blood Knot, appeared on British television, his passport was revoked, so that for several years he could not even leave the country. I remember seeing some of his works on several small stages many years ago and truly feeling the pain behind them. Fugard was a courageous writer, and he was 92 when he died. Well, this coming week, I have a few shows to look forward to, including Ghosts at Lincoln Center, starring Billy Crudup, Hamish Linklater, Lily Rabe, and more, and the latest work by one of my favorite playwrights, Joshua Harmon, and many more to look forward to. Anyway, get thee to a theater near you, and I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.